There are two kinds of directors. Those who have public in mind when they conceive and make their films, and those who don't consider the public at all. For the former, cinema is an art of spectacle, for the latter, it is an individual adventure. There is nothing naturally better about one or the other, it's simply a matter of different approaches. For Hitchcock, as for Renault, as for that matter almost all American directors, a film has not succeeded unless it is a success. That is, unless it touches the public that one has had in mind right from the moment of choosing the subject matter to the end of the production. While Bresson, Tati, Rossellini, Ray make films their own way and then invite the public to join the game. Renoir, Clouzot, Hitchcock and Hawks make movies for the public and ask themselves all the questions they think will interest their audience. Alfred Hitchcock, who is remarkably an intelligent man, formed the habit early, right from the start of his career in England, of predicting each aspect of his films. All his life he has worked to make his own taste coincide with the public, emphasizing humor in his English period and suspense in his American period. This dosage of humor and suspense has made Hitchcock one of the most commercial directors in the world. His films regularly bring in 4 times what they cost. It is the strict demands he makes on himself and on his art that have made him a great director.